Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mike, a.k.a. Max. You're listening to the Alternative View X on Blog Talk Radio. And just to clear my mind a little bit just before I start this episode, and this is the Alternative View X with Mike, a.k.a. Max, on Blog Talk Radio. I was in my studio just about maybe a minute ago, actually trying to call into the show to do it, and I noticed that there was a notification indicating something. So, if for any means this show does not get posted in the way that it normally gets posted, I will have to update my browser, and then hopefully, so long as this recording gets recorded as I'm doing the live show, the guest call number is 914-803-4324. So long as the show normally gets posted as it does, I'm going to go ahead and do the show without. Basically, it was the prompt was telling me to update my browser, which I'm not too sure why it was saying that, because I'm doing the show on an iPad. The studio is actually on an iPad in which I'm doing this program, so I don't know how I would update my browser on an iPad, but. So hopefully this show will be recorded as I'm speaking into the phone right now, calling the host call-in number, and I don't want to, I'm just trying to get this sort of out there, so then just in case you're wondering if this show is not posted immediately, then I will definitely figure out a way how to go back and to basically update my browser, if that's what the prompt is informing me to do. But however, I did receive the prompt just seconds before I was going to go on air, so did not have the time to update my browser at that particular moment. if I was to sort of hang up and try to do what the prompt was telling me to do, I was already on the phone with calling in my host call-in, I would have basically not been able to do a show today, and that's happened in the past, where I'm doing what I'm doing right now is, talking to you, and this is Mike, a.k.a. Max, and this is the Alternative View X on Blog Talk Radio, and and if I wanted to end my show now, I could, but I'm just saying it would probably what happens with the subscription that I have here on Blog Talk Radio, which is a fine internet hosting radio program website, which I found to be extremely helpful and beneficial just to speak and to communicate with how many people listen to my show, and so that's been a good thing for me. So I'm really complaining about the services that Blog Talk Radio is providing. I'm just hoping that this show will get up and get posted as soon as it's over and done with. And if there's something that I need to do in order to for you to hear the program after it's been recorded here live, calling into my host number here, I'm just gonna keep going with the show, and at the end, just do what I normally do: go back and listen to the program that I just recorded, and make sure that it's actually being posted on Blog Talk Radio. And so with that said, I hope all of you guys out there are listening. I don't have a huge listening base, but there are, on a regular basis, people. I've been noticing that there are people who have been listening to my program. And for you, I'm very grateful and thankful that you take the time each day. And I know I do a 30-minute show. I try to do a 30-minute show each day. And so it's really... maybe the reason why you're listening is because of the topic or the topics that I've been discussing in regards to the Word of God. And so with that said, today's the title that I titled this episode for today is Sealed with a Kiss. The book of Ephesians for the Christian, it's not iBook, it's first book of Ephesians. In this episode, I will discuss the book of Ephesians and try to stay in the first chapter. If time permits, I will touch on the other chapters, but I just really want to be biblical today and focus on a cold reading and a commentary as well. I will start by reading the first chapter of Ephesians and draw out a theme while letting the Word of God speak for itself with practical application. So with that said, let's just do what I normally do, and I just ask the Lord to come into this program right now as His Spirit is ministering to those who will be listening to the Word of God. So if you have a Bible, you can pick it up. We're in the book of Ephesians. If you're wondering where to find it, it's just after the book of Galatians, and we're going to start with chapter 1, verse 1 of the book of Ephesians in the New Testament. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of His glory. Verse 15. Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of His glory, of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all and all. And as I was reading that, I was getting some emails, maybe not pertaining to this show. It's kind of funny how that happens. When you start to do things, sometimes you kind of get distracted and have to sort of return to what you were doing. So let's sort of just kind of, I said I was going to give a cold reading and commentary as well on the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. So if we look at chapter 1, verse 1, and hopefully this show will be posted if you have a chance to listen to it now, or if you have to leave for any reason, or if you're going to be listening to it later, just go to the alternative view X. View X is one word. And just kind of look for the show titled Sealed with a Kiss, the Book of Ephesians for the Christian, first book of Ephesians. So obviously the writer of this book is Paul, the Apostle Paul. He says that in verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's writing to the Christian church in Ephesus during his apostolic ministry to the church of Jesus Christ. So in verse 3 he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." This is a very important verse because I was actually discussing this with someone the other day, and the question had come up as to whether or not Christ's salvation was sufficient. It wasn't maybe phrased in that particular way, but that's what was being discussed. If you understand what it means to be born again and to have a living relationship with the God of the Bible, you will understand that this verse is referring to spiritual blessings, not necessarily material blessings. When it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Verse 4 says, "Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Verse 5 says, "Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Verse 6, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved." Verse 7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." Verse 8, "Which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence." Verse 9, "Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself." Then it just goes on. I'm just going to, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Okay, I don't want to just read through these without doing a commentary on them. So back to verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." So if you are a Christian, you I don't believe it's metaphorically speaking when it says that in the heavenly places in Christ. I do believe that there are different realms and there are different dimensions that exist in heaven. I believe that as people who are living on earth, we are, you know, obviously cannot we cannot, unless we die, unless at our deaths we go to be with Christ, we will not perceive these spiritual dimensions that actually exist. And so, but if you believe in a heaven, and you believe that the Bible teaches us that that's where God and Jesus Christ rule the earth, a lot of people like to say that Satan has a dominion of this earth, which in a sense he's been given the authority to hide the gospel from, but he cannot hide the gospel from you if you are actually wanting to understand the truth. But he has, the Bible says that the enemy has put a sort of like blinders over the eyes of humanity, so he deceives the world. Satan is a deceiver. And he goes around this planet, and he deceives people from perceiving from having a revelation of the truth and of the Bible. So with that said, when you become a Christian, it's all a work of God and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit actually is God as well too. It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So you have three people. The Trinity they're not individual. It's like it's hard to understand the Trinity, and a Trinitarian doctrine is kind of necessary for you to kind of understand further what I'm trying to talk about. But if you don't necessarily quite comprehend the Trinity at this particular time, that's not quite where I want to go with this. It's not necessary. What's more important is who do you say Jesus is, and the Bible says that he's the Son of God, that Jesus is the Christ, that he's God incarnate in human flesh. And so when it talks about here being blessed, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, it's talking about our position in Christ, where we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, where Christ is, where he died on the cross 2,000 years ago to pay the payment for my sin and for your sin, and now he is seated. He is resurrected. He's not on this earth right now. He's coming back a second time. The Bible talks about to judge the living and the dead. That will be at the end of time. If someone tells you that Christ has been raised from the dead and is currently living in your heart or is living on this earth, that would be false doctrine. Christ does not resurrect himself to come and live in your heart. The Bible talks about when you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit is the one who seals you unto redemption. And that's what it talks about in the book of Ephesians. And hopefully, with 12 minutes left, I'll have time to talk about that. You're listening to the Alternative View X on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mike, a.k.a. Max, and there are 12 minutes left to go on the show, and maybe I can find that verse for you if I keep reading through. I don't know if it's found in verse... yeah, here it is. In the chapter that we're studying right now, which is the first chapter of Ephesians, and if you scroll down to verse 13 of the first chapter, it says, "In him," that would be Christ or God, "in him," in God, "you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Verse 14, "who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory." So in case you're wondering, God has sealed you, kind of like when you put a seal on something, and the only person who can remove that seal would be God himself, because it's God who sealed you, right? So God has not like sealed you and then kind of handed you over to Satan, or kind of handed you over to the enemy and said, okay, well, now do whatever you want to do with this person. This person, God is saying, this person belongs to me. I have saved them, you know, and if that's you, God has saved you. But he's not only has he saved you, in the first chapter of Ephesians, it says that he sealed you, verse 13, with the promised Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit of promise, unto the day of redemption. So that means that you are going to be protected by the Holy Spirit, which lives inside of you, in your spirit. So that's why a lot of people say when they say, I believe Jesus is resurrected in my heart. Well, first of all, he didn't resurrect himself in order to live in your heart. What you might, if you run into that kind of error, what you might want to sort of say to rebuke or to rebuke that would be, well, what about the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ? Doesn't the Bible teach us that in order for us to be saved, we need to believe that Jesus raised bodily, like physically from the dead? That's something that you can sort of say to someone who believes that Christ's resurrection was only a spiritual resurrection, but that's not what the Bible teaches, and I don't really want to get into that. It can become a disputable matter. However, it is a very important biblical doctrine that you believe that Christ was physically raised from the dead. And if you're wondering where he is now, Jesus Christ is seated in the heavenly realms, heavenly places in Christ. If you look back at verse 3 of chapter 1, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and that could be interpreted as metaphor, but I wouldn't sort of do that because I believe that Christ is in the presence of God, God the Father, interceding on behalf of his saints and people who know him as Lord and Savior. So I think we've sort of covered enough of verses 1, chapter, maybe we haven't, but I'm just going to skip down to verse 15 of chapter 1. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance and the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So there, verse 20 sort of points out what I was saying earlier, was that Christ is seated at the right hand of God in the heavenly places. Verse 20 of Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. These are some pretty deep theological verses here. If I'm going to give a cold reading, I'm going to be very careful about how I comment on these verses here. The words that stand out for me are exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Another verse that stands out is that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance, in the saints. Okay, so it's his inheritance in the saints. Far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So Christ is the Lord of all creation, whether these are things that we can see or whether these are things that we cannot see. He is above them all. Whether or not this show gets posted online afterwards, or whether or not I have to go back and do this show tomorrow, and kind of like whether or not figure out I have to get a new browser for my iPad, which I don't really want to do, but if that's necessary for me to do these shows on Blog Talk Radio, which is a great hosting program, as I said earlier, I will definitely have to go and do that. So he is above these things. He's above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. So every name, human beings, God is Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. He's above every name that is named, not only in this age, so not only in the current time period that we're living in, but also in that which is to come. So if Christ, you know, we believe in that Christ is there's nothing in prophecy that's supposed to happen before the second coming of, or the second advent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But if he, you know, like, if he tarries, and I don't like saying that because I know the Lord, we don't know when the Lord is going to come, but that's the only way I can sort of express that. If the Lord tarries, he is above every name and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. This also could refer to the eternal state after the resurrection of the dead, the world that will come into being after Christ's second advent. This age, but also in that which is to come. That could probably be a proper rendering of this verse. And so verse 22 says of chapter 1, "And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and all." You've been listening to the Alternative View X on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mike, a.k.a. Max, and this episode was titled Sealed with a Kiss, referring obviously to verse obviously that we're sealed by the Holy Spirit, sealed with a kiss. The book of Ephesians for the Christian, first book of Ephesians. In this episode, I wanted to discuss the book of Ephesians and try to stay in the first chapter, which, wow, look, I did that. pretty cool, eh? If time permits, I will touch on other chapters, and so we have 2 minutes left. I just really want to be biblical today and focus on a cold reading and a commentary as well. I wanted to start by reading the first chapter and draw out a theme while letting the Word of God speak for itself with practical application. So maybe we can do that now. I think it says here in my Bible, in those, you know, little subchapter titles, even though those, if you're looking at a subchapter title, mine says Redemption in Christ, and I don't know if that would be the theme of the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. If I had to draw out a theme, I think the theme would be maybe twofold, redemption and predestination. Look at verse 5 of chapter 1, and it says, "Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will." To the praise, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his... So verse 5 says that we've been predestined, right? Before, that just means that if you think of something being your destiny, you're destined to something. God predestined us, so it was our destiny to become children of God. He having predestined us, God knew before that this was going to happen, and so we've been adopted into the family of God as sons, right, or daughters, by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. So it was through Jesus Christ that we have become children of God according to the good pleasure of his will. Well, I just want to stop there now. I'm going to close my Bible, and hopefully we've read enough of Scripture today, and I just want to close the program and say thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Alternative UX on Blog Talk Radio. We were in the book of Ephesians today. This is Mike, a.k.a. Max, saying have a great day, morning, afternoon, evening, or night. And thanks for listening. Goodbye. And this is Blog Talk Radio, Alternative View.